好，弟兄姐妹平安，平安。
Peace be with brothers and sisters.
那今天我要给大家思想的一个题目。
So this evening, I'm going to ask you to ponder upon a theme.
就是在《路德记》第二章十二节里面的。
And which is recorded in the book of Ruth, chapter 1,
chapter 2,
chapter 2,
第十二节
verse 12.
有圣经的你们可以翻开这个圣经
Ruth chapter 2 verse 12，
这个圣经这样讲，愿耶和华照你所行的赏赐你，你来投靠耶和华以色列神的翅膀下，愿你满得他的赏赐。
May the Lord repay you for what you have done. May you be richly rewarded by the LordThe God of Israel, under whose wings you have come to take refuge.
不晓得大家认不认识路德。
And do you know this Bible character, Ruth?
这个现在很多的姐妹都叫路德。
And you know that many sisters name
this way. 那为什么叫路德呢？
Now, why they name Ruth?
因为路德这个人很好。
Because Ruth was a good person.
她是个蒙大福的女子。
And he was a woman and received great blessing from the Lord.
本来不是的。
And he wasn't that way.
本来她距离蒙福很远很远。
And originally he was far away from being blessed.
为什么我这样说呢？
Now why I said this way?
她是个摩亚的女子。
Because she was a Moabitess.
摩亚人是在上帝的祝福、上帝的恩典以外的。
So the Moabites are outside the perimeter of God's blessing.
他剩下来就是摩亚人。
So their descendant is the Moabites.
然后呢，他是个摩亚的女子。
And she was a Moabitess.
以前的女子呢，跟今天的女子不同的。
So in the ancient times, being a woman is not as in a higher position as today.
以前的女子啊，是很被轻视的。
So because in the ancient times, women are despised.
今天女子不是，女子不是啊。
Now today's women are different.
记得前些时候那个总统选举的时候，那个。选举人讲错一句话，得罪了女性的话，立刻要道歉。
So you know that during the presidential campaign, when the candidates speak something against the woman, immediately he has to apologize.
但是以前的女子是被轻看。
But in the ancient time, women are despised.
同时呢，她不单是个摩亚人的女子。
And not only she was a Moabite.
她嫁了一个以色列人
，and she married a Israelite。
我不晓得她的动机是什么
，and I did do not know what was her motive of
this
marriage。
可能
，maybe
她是想透过她的婚姻把她的地位提高一点。
So maybe she wished that through the marriage, her status, her position will be elevated。
我不晓得是不是啊，不过她嫁了一个以色列人。
Her motive, but in the bottom of the matter is she married an Israelite.
不过很可惜。
But unfortunately,
她的丈夫很早就死了。
And her husband died very young.
所以她不单是个摩亚人。
So not only she was a Moabite.
不单是个摩亚的女子。
Not only she was a woman.
还是一个摩亚的人的寡妇。
And more terribly, she was a widow.
所以本来呢，是他的人生是非常的悲哀的。
So you see, this kind of life is miserable.
没有蒙福可言。
And there's no such thing in her heart.
那不过后来，她真是成为个蒙福的女子。
But in the end, she became a blessed woman.
为什么呢
？Why?
我们从圣经里面看到。
So from the Bible, we learned.
她是。被拣选，她成为波阿斯的太太，然后她成为大卫王的祖先，成为耶稣基督的祖先。
Why she was blessed? Because she was chosen to be the wife of Boaz, and it turns out that she became the ancestor of King David, and then along the lineage Jesus was born.
所以你看马太福音的家谱呢?
So when you look at the genealogies in the book of Matthew,
你就会看见路德这个名字。
And you will find her name, Ruth.
真是蒙大福的女子。
And she was indeed a blessed woman.
然后呢,她嫁了一个有钱人。
And she married a very rich man.
从一个捡麦穗的一个女子能够成为那个田庄的主人的太太。
She was a maid servant working on the field to glean those wheat, and turn out later that she became the wife of the rich man of high standing.
成为一个非常富有富足的一个女人。
And she became very wealthy.
更重要的
，Most importantly,
这个有钱人爱她。
So this rich man loved her.
你知道今天很多有钱人不一定爱太太的。
So you know today there's many many rich tycoons,
but they 爱很多很多女人。
They love women, but not love his own wife.
不过很难得，路德得到波阿斯的爱心。
But it's very precious that Ruth was beloved by this rich man.
她是个被爱的人。
She was beloved.
所以呢，她很蒙福。
And we can say that she was blessed.
好，现在我们要注意，她蒙福的那个改变的整个人生、整个命运的改变的原因在哪里
？So we have to analyze what is the crux of the turning point of his life from miserable to blessed.
这个很重要的。
And this is very important.
我不晓得你今天怎么看你自己的人生。
So I do not know how to view your own life.
我很希望你能够很满意你的人生。
So I wish that you will be satisfied with your own life.
假如你觉得不太满意。
So if you are not quite satisfied with yourself.
啊，原来是可以改变的。
So actually, the Bible teaches us.
路德可以改变。
Faith can be changed.
所有人都可以改变。
All people can change.
在上帝的祝福之下。
So under the blessing of God, anything can change.
我们可以改变。
And we can change too.
那究竟路德的改变那个转捩点在哪里？
So what on earth is this turning point?
有两个。
And I can think of two points.
一个是关于他的选择。
And number one is concerning of her own decision, her choice.
这个波阿斯这样说。
And Boaz, her husband, said,
路德因为投靠耶和华神的翅膀底下。
And because Ruth and find refuge under the wings of God.
所以他就得到神的赐福。
And therefore, he was blessed by God.
这是很明显的。
So this is very apparent.
路德最出名的一句话。
So this is a very wise saying.
拿俄米她的婆婆的神那个上帝就是他的神，就是他的上帝。
And the famous saying of Ruth is concerning about her mother-in-law Naomi and saying that your God is my God.
所以他就跟着拿俄米从摩押地去到伯利恒的地方。
So with this understanding, she followed Naomi from Moabite and go back to Judea.
你知道人生的选择很重要。
So you know the decision in our life sometimes is often important.
在路德记第一章提到三个人的选择。
So in the book of Ruth, we talk about three persons concerning their decisions.
第一个人的选择就是以利米勒。
And the first man by the name of Elimelech.
以利米勒他做一个选择。
Elimelech made a very crucial decision.
就是离开将有饥荒临到的伯利恒去到摩押地。
So at that time, the famine fall upon the book of Bethlehem, and he made a decision to migrate it from his hometown to the land of Moab.
按照他的以利米勒的太太拿俄米，他是这样形容自己的。
So according to how Naomi described her husband, Elimelech.
她说我们满满的出去。
So she said that we went out with abundance.
就说她离开伯利恒的时候是满满的。
So at the moment when this family left Bethlehem, they were with abundance.
现在是空空的回来。
Now when they came back to the same place,
你看圣经就看到了。
It was empty-handed.
这个以利米勒带着整个家庭，在他满满的时候，他就很害怕了。
So when Elimelech, when they was in a wealthy condition, and he was afraid.
他就把整个家庭带到咒诅之中。
And then he brought forth, brought the whole family into the land of curse.
这是一个选择的结果。
So this is a consequence of his decision.
那另外一个人呢？
So another person
叫
was
俄尔巴。
That is,
俄尔巴是谁呢？俄尔巴是那个那个拿俄米的另外一个儿子的太太。
Oh, the,
在第一章就看到了哈。
And she was another son of Naomi.
没，他的师父，他的
daughter-in-law.
啊，那他他本来呢都跟路德一样的跟着拿俄米回伯利恒的。
Oh, at the beginning, she want to follow Naomi, going back to Bethlehem.
这个选择本来很好的。
So this decision seemed to be good.
要让他可以朝这个蒙福的投靠耶和华的翅膀底下那个方向去。
So she was moving to the direction of under the
wing of God. 本来他可以像路德一样蒙福的。
So she was blessed originally.
不过走到一半。
But when she walked halfway,
拉俄米就对她说
，And then Naomi said to her,
你回去吧，你回到你的本乡吧。
Why don't you go back to your family?
你跟着我是很苦的。
So if you follow me, it doesn't do you any good.
我年纪已经老了。
Because I was old.
我不能够再生儿子给作为你的丈夫了。
I was not able to bear a son to be your husband.
就算我能够生孩子。你怎么能够等他长大呢？
Even I can give birth to a son, how could you wait until he grow up and become your husband?
所以拉欧米就把一个现实的困难摆在他的面前。
So therefore, Naomi put before her the reality of life.
那他的选择就面对一个挑战。
So therefore, her decision is facing a tremendous challenge.
最后
And lastly,
他选择回到自己的摩押地区。
And the Ophrah and decided to return to a home.
所以他的情况呢，
so、
就是空空而来。
So her condition is and come with the empty hand.
也空空的去。
And then went back with empty hand.
这是俄尔巴。
And this is the Ophrah.
以利米勒满满的来。
Elimelech,
满满的去，空空的回来。
Departed with abundance, but came back empty-handed.
俄尔巴是空空的来，空空的去。
Offer, and empty-handed come, and empty-handed go.
路德呢？
Now what about Ruth?
路德是空空的来。
So Ruth can be described as coming with the empty-handed.
但是他满满的得到耶和华神的赏赐。
But going back with abundance of the reward from the Lord.
这是他的一个选择。
So that was her decision.
我们人生的选择很重要。
So the decision in our life is very important.
好，第二个原因呢？他蒙福的第二个原因呢？
Why she was blessed?
是因为波阿斯。
And because of Boaz.
因为波阿斯愿意祝福他。
Because Boaz willing to bless her.
路德的选择让他成为一个配得上帝祝福的那个人。
So the decision that Ruth make her to be a person and qualified to be blessed by God.
但神透过波阿斯来真正的来祝福他。
But God blessed her through Boaz.
所以你看路德的改变是因为波阿斯的。
So you know that the change of Ruth is really because of Boaz.
波阿斯娶了她。
Boaz married her.
所以他自然就成为大卫的祖先。
So, for that reason, automatically, she became the ancestor of David.
波阿斯娶了她。
Because the marriage,
她就自然成为一个富有的
人。And she became a wealthy woman.
波阿斯爱她。
And Boaz loved her.
她自然就成为一个被爱的人。
And automatically, she became a beloved woman.
弟兄姐妹，不要少看我们给别人的祝福。
So brothers and sisters, do not look down upon the blessing that you could
give it to others. 因为神的心意是祝福的心意。
Because the will of God is for us to bless other people.
他的意念是赐平安的意念。
And his will is to give peace to all people.
因为他有这个意念。
Because our God has this kind of will.
然后他使用我们。
And therefore God used us as an instrument.
来祝福人。
As a channel through which we bless other people.
就带来结果。
So therefore, our blessing will have consequence.
所以弟兄姐妹。
So brothers and sisters.
我们要相信祝福。
So we have to believe in blessing.
弟兄姐妹，你相信牧师的祝福吗？
Do you believe the blessing that
the
pastor proclaimed upon you? I believe.
每次牧师祝福的时候。
So during all the benediction, every Sunday.
我们存这个接受的心。
So we have to have an attitude of receiving a blessing from God through him.
因为上帝的心意就是祝福的心意。
Because this is really the will of our Lord.
他要透过我们。
And God wants to bless us.
来祝福我们身边的人。
And through us to those people at our immediate surroundings.
那今天呢，我主要就是看波阿斯怎么来祝福路德。
So this evening I'm going to focus on how Boaz blessed other people.
我们来学习用同样的态度方法可以祝福我们身边的人。
And from this story, we can learn the way of blessing other people.
我们来看第一个地方。
And let's turn to your scripture.
波阿斯怎么样祝福了路德呢？
So how was Boaz blessed Ruth?
我们来看十三节。
And let's read the Verse 13 of chapter 2.
路德说，我主啊，愿在你眼前蒙恩，我虽然不及你的一个使女，你还用慈爱的话来安慰我的心。这是路德一个感觉。
May I continue to find favor in your eyes, my Lord? She said, you have given me comfort and have spoken kindly to your servant, though I do not have the standing of one of your servant girls.
这个路德觉得他连他的使女都比较更低下。
So Ruth felt she was even lower than the maid servants of Boaz.
但是路德说，我虽然比不上你这个使女，但是你仍然用慈爱的话来安慰我的心。
But Ruth said, even though I'm lower than your servant, and yet you still bless me and treat me kindly.
你知道这就是祝福吗？
This is the essence of blessing.
把尊严给了你身边的人，
你就是祝福了。So give people around you the dignity they deserve.
你把一个卑微的人能够提升起来，你就是祝福了。
So you elevate a lowly person into a higher standing.
你知道神是这样祝福我们吗？
And you know that this is the way how God bless each one of us.
我们本来是一个罪人。
And we are sinners.
一个堕落的人。
And we are depraved.
一个失败的人。
And we are failure.
刚才唱的诗歌有句很好的，我们虽然失败跌倒了，但是神没有丢弃我们。
The hymn we sang that even though we are failing God, but God never forsake us.
大卫王。
So look at King David.
他甚至说，我本来是在粪堆之中。
So even though King said, originally I was in the heap of dung.
但是神把他提拔起来。
And yet,
提升起来。
God lift him up and to have a higher standing.
我们本来是罪人。
We were sinners.
但却能够成为神的儿女。
And yet, we became the children of God.
这是提升。
This is elevation.
这是祝福。
And this is a blessing.
你知道这个尊重人其实是很简单的。
Do you know that respect people seem to be very easy?
是不是你愿意你就可以了。
So long as you're willing, you can do it.
有一次我的儿子跟我说。
So one time my son said to me.
他说爹地我很喜欢我的工作。
So dad, I like my job.
哎，一个人能够喜欢自己的工作，真是很大的祝福啊！
No, I think this is a great blessing if you enjoy your work.
你每天都要去工作了。
So because every day you have to go to your office.
有时候你在工作的场所比你在家更长啊。
So even, well, we all know that we spend time in the office much longer than you spend with your wife.
我为他感谢神。
So I give thanks to God for my son.
他喜欢他的工作。
Because he loved his job.
那么我问他为什么喜欢你的工作呢？
I turn to him that why you ask your job? Why you love your job?
我想当然很多原因呢。
So I pretty sure there are many reasons.
不过他给我一个原因呢。
But he gave me.
他说我们公司的那个 culture 很好了。
And his reason surprised me. Said our
他说有一天我的老板给我开门了。
So I saw people open door for me.
他老板呢？
I found my boss open door for me.
我说这个有什么奇怪啊？
So it doesn't surprise me.
我也帮我常常帮我的 staff 开门啊。
So I always open the door for my staff.
不过原来这个小小的动作啊。在他的心里面是那么的重要。
So even though such a trivial action will become very important to my son,
他就感觉到被提升了，被尊重。
Because he felt that he was dignified.
弟兄姐妹，帮人开门也是很简单的。
So brothers and sisters, to open the door for other people, is it simple?
在日常的生活中，我们能够尊重一个人，这是很简单的事情。
So in our daily life, if we can respect other people,And dignify other people, it's a good thing to do.
你尊重人，
if you respect people,
提升他，
and if you elevate
把他看为尊贵的，
and then view
好像神对待我们一样，
and just like how God treat us.
我们这样对待人，
so in so doing,
那你就祝福了他。
Then you, without your knowing, you bless
你不要小看，你不要小看这样的一种的态度。
Do not make light of this kind of attitude.
你对一个小孩子的尊重，一个年轻人的尊重。
So if you respect a child,
一个老人家的尊重。
A young man or the older person,
你确实是祝福了他。
Then, without your knowing, you already
bless them. 可能因为你的尊重。
Because of your respect for them,
他得到了信心。
So therefore, her identity was established.
这是很重要的。
And this is very important.
有时候我们的长辈啊，我的父母很不懂这个。
So I think in the older generations, my parents do not know about this.
我的爸爸是他对我好的时候，他用踩我的方法来对我好的。
So the way my father treat me when he thought he was respect me is to put me down.
今天很多爸爸妈妈都不懂，
就
是踩这个孩子。
Parents doesn't know.And they thought that put our children down is a way to educate them.
我养个狗都好过养你。
And then some father said, "You're worse than a dog."
我有个叉烧还比你更好。
If I have a roast pork, it's better than having you as my son.
这个不对的。
So this is not right.
孩子是需要尊重，需要鼓励。
Because our children's identity need to be respect.
是不是很容易？
So actually, it's not difficult.
原来祝福人就是那么容易。
So blessing other people is very simple, is it?
路德因为波阿斯的尊重。
And Ruth, because the respect from Boaz.
波阿斯的祝福。
And Boaz blessing for her.
她成为个蒙福的人。
And she became a blessed woman.
她说：“我的心得到安慰。”
And she said, "My heart is comforted."
然后有另外一个意思在这里。
And then there's another deeper meaning.
什么叫尊重人呢？
Of this, what
什么叫祝福人呢？
Respect other people.
什么叫祝福人呢？
What does it mean?
是用慈爱的话。
Because you speak kindly with other people.
刚才说是尊重提升别人。
So we talk about respect and we talk about elevate.
第二就是慈爱的话。
Speak kindly.With other people.
什么叫慈爱的话？
Now, what does it mean by speak kindly with other people?
这是路德讲的。
And this is what Ruth herself said.
他说：“波阿斯，你用慈爱的话安慰了我的心。”
Boaz has spoke kindly for me.
那究竟波阿斯讲了什么话了？
So what kind of words?
我们来看第八节。
And let's turn to
看看波阿斯讲了什么话。
8 of chapter
2.这里说波阿斯对路德说女儿啊听我说 不要在别人的田里拾取麦穗，也不要离开这里，要常与我使女在一处。这是他讲的。
So Boaz said to Ruth, My daughter, listen to me. Don't go and glean in another field, and don't go away from here. Stay here with my servant girls.
慈爱的话。
So speaking kindly,
就是明确地告诉一个求助于你的人。
Is clearly talk about, speak to a person who asks for your help.
让他安心。
And so that she can be peaceful.
你知道当时那个路德啊，在那个波阿斯的田庄里面来捡那个麦穗。
So you know that when Ruth was working after the harvesters and to glean the wheat left over from the servant.
这种情况啦，真的会战战兢兢的。
So this kind of situation is make you frightened.
去这个捡别人的东西啊。
So you are going to pick other people.Pick something that other people left off.
在旁边呢，很多使女，很多仆人在哪里
？So surrounding her was many girl servants and many men servants.
你可以想象路德在这种情况之下，他心里面是很不稳定的。
So you can imagine, and Ruth felt that she was threatened by.
任何一个人都可以给他白眼啊。
So any one of them can just cast a despised eyes.
任何人会赶他走的。
And anyone could cast her off from the field.
你知道了那些使女仆人呢，是比那些主人呢，那些有权的人呢更难搞的。
So sometimes the servant and the foreman are more difficult to deal with than the owner.
你有没有去过移民局啊
？Have you ever? Visit the immigration office.
哎呀，你去到那些办公的这个政府机构办公的地方，你就知道。
So if you go to the government office, and then you will know what.
那些越低下的人就越大声的，越凶的。
So for those lower level officers and workers, and they're very angry to at you.
所以呢，那个路德在那种环境里面呢，真是战战兢兢的。
So you can imagine Ruth was.Put in the situation where she was really fearful.
什么叫慈爱的话呢
？So what does it mean by speaking kindly to other people?
慈爱的话就是很清楚地告诉路德不用怕。
A kind words means a clear proclamation to Ruth.
你不要到别的地方去捡麦穗，你在这里捡好了。
That you ought not go to other field, but just stay here.
是个很清楚的邀请。
So this is a very clear invitation.
很明确的态度。
And it's a very clear attitude.
弟兄姐妹，对于求助我们的人。
So brothers and sisters, when people come to you for help,
假如我们愿意这样明确的愿意帮助他，表明那个态度，对他来说就是慈爱的话。
So if you can clearly indicate that your attitude, the attitude that you're willing to help them,
你记得吗？在圣经里面很多很多类似的慈爱的话。
Then the person will feel comfortable, and actually, the many many examples recorded in the Bible.
圣经说，不是我们爱神，乃是神先爱我们。
And the Bible says it's not because we love God, but God loved us in the first place.
啊，听到这句话我们就安心了。
So when we heard this.
原来神不是根据我们的行为来判断我们。
How much comfort we have because God was not judge us
by virtue
of our action, but treat us with His everlasting love.
弟兄姐妹，这就是明确。
So is it clear to you?
圣经说，不是你拣选了我，乃是我拣选了你们。
And the Bible says, and God says, it's not because you choose me, but I choose you.
很明确的。
Very clear.
那耶稣说，凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来。
And Jesus said, those who labor and weary on your daily life,
这个可以这两个字是很明确的。
You can come, definitely come to me.
弟兄姐妹，这就是慈爱之言。
So this is the kind words we are talking about here.
记得那个长大麻风的人去求耶稣。
So you remember the leper came to beg Jesus?
他求耶稣的时候，他心里面还是不确定。
So when he pleaded to Jesus, he was highly uncertain.
你知道，很多时候我们求人呢，我们都是，广东话说十五个丢咗，十七个几多个丢桶，七上八落啊。就是哎呀，这个心里面不知道人别人怎么来看我的。
So we all have the experience when you attempt to ask certain people for help, and before you get the certainty, your heart is very bouncing up and down.
但是主耶稣对那个大麻风姐说
，But Jesus said to the leper,
我肯
，I'm willing to do so.
啊，这两句这两个字很重要。
And this is very important.
其实耶稣不讲也好，也可以啊。是不是啊
？So Jesus does not just speak empty words.
不讲也可以啊。
And Jesus can just heal him
without saying. 美其言说，尽在不言中。
So sometimes you may think that silence is golden.
伸手一摸就好了。
And then Jesus could have stretched out the hand and touched him.
何必要讲呢
？And he will be healed. Why Jesus has the utter two words?
行动才最实际嘛。
So is it true that action speak louder than words?
不错，行动是最实际的。
Yes, action is more important.
但是何必要论识这两个字呢
？But why you're so stingy for not speaking these two words?
很简单嘛。
Very simple.
我肯。
I can.
什么叫祝福别人呢
？So what does it mean by blessing other people?
原来是那么简单的。
So actually, at the end of it, it's very simple.
表达自己的愿意的心。
So express your willingness.
让人可以安心的来得到你的帮
助。So the people have the kind of peace that they feel comfortable to ask for your help.
另外呢
，So another things.
这个还有这个话没有讲完哈。我们来看这个第八啊第九啊第九节。
So let's go back to verse 9.
我的仆人在哪块田收割，你就跟着他们去。我已经吩咐仆人不可欺负你，你若喝了，就可以到器皿拿里喝仆人打来的水。
Rule chapter 2 verse 9. Watch the field where the men are harvesting, and follow along after the girls. I have told the men not to touch you, and whenever you are thirsty, go and get a drink from the water jars the men have filled.
这个是慈爱的话。
So this is a kind words.
那为什么是慈爱的话呢
？Now why I said this is a kind words?
这里是个应许。
So because these words are carry with it the promise.
你口渴了。
So if you are thirsty,
你可以到我仆人那里吃喝他打的水。
And I promise you, you can come to my servant and who will quench your thirst.
我已吩咐。
Because I already gave them the instruction.
我已吩咐。
I told them to do so.
我的仆人不可欺负你。
My servant should never mistreat you.
要喝水，你去喝。
If you are thirsty, just go and ask for water.
这是一个明确的。
So this is a very clear promise.
我记得我曾经应该告诉过大家一件事情。
So I'm not sure I have told you this story or not.
应该讲过的。
So maybe I did.
就是我开始矫正之前1982年之前一年就是1981年。
So it was 1981, the year before I start my organization.
那我曾经写封信给我太太。
So I wrote a letter to my wife.
我告诉她我有负担要离开教会去社区里面传福音。
So I told her that I have the burden to not to shepherd a church, but go to the society to preach the gospel.
我告诉他不要怕。
And I guarantee her that don't be afraid.
我就引用了这段圣经第九节。
And then I use verse number 9 to encourage my wife.
告诉他上帝的应许。
And I told her the promise of God.
神吩咐他的仆人去给水我们喝。
Because God command his servant
不要怕
to serve me with the water when I was thirsty. Do not be afraid.
不过了，我叫他不要怕，我就怕了。
And the interesting thing, the irony is, I asked my wife not to be
fearful,
but I fear.
这封信没有给他。
Because I did not give this letter to her.
我就收起来了。
And then I just hid it for myself.
结果等到二十几年之后。
So after 20 some years later,
我整理我的旧的东西。
as I clean up my office,
我才看到这封信。
And then it, all the sudden, this letter come to light.
不过呢，当我看这封信的时候。
But at the moment when I read this letter,
我回想我走过的二十几年的路。
So I hark back to my memory and thinking about the last 20 years, how God,
就是好像这里所讲的。
Guide us, just like what this verse said.
原来神在吩咐，不断的吩咐。
Because God continuously instruct his servant.
他吩咐很多人来帮助我。
And as a matter of fact, many people to support me.
虽然我都忘记了。
Even though I forgot.
但是上帝的应许没有
忘记。But God never forgot His promise.
我觉得太宝贵了。
So how precious is this?
我终于想通了。
So I came to the
以前我不明白。
In the past, I do not understand.
为什么那么多的弟兄姐妹会支持我？
So why so many brothers and sisters support me, support my organization?
有时候是几十万这样奉献的。
And sometimes a thousand upon thousands of dollars.
怎么可能呢？
It's impossible.
假如不是上帝吩咐，不会的。
Had it not been for the instruction of our God, these things would not have happened.
你知道吗？这个整个的过程呢、啊？整个这几十年，上帝的工作啊，是坚固了我，祝福了我。
So the outworking of God's invisible hand has established my faith.
让我知道，我不是一个人在努力，在奋斗。
And I came to realize that I'm not.To struggle alone by myself.
还有他不改变的应许来托住我。
And because there's an unchangeable promise.
你知道这个吩咐啊，到现在还在做的。
So I believe
that
God's instruction to His servants remains today.
最近我们这个，我八月底的时候，我发了封信出去，是告诉弟兄姐妹，我们遇到很大的经济的困难。
So.Not long ago, as a matter of fact, at the end of August, I sent a letter to my supporters telling them that we have a financial crisis.
结果有四百多位弟兄姐妹，四百多位，专门来回应这封信。
And then quickly, I discovered that more than 400 people who read the letter respond to my request.、
我觉得太奇妙了，怎么
so,
怎么会呢
this is wonderful. This is unimaginable.
我只能够说这是上帝在吩咐。
So I cannot help but saying this is God's instruction.
所以我们的经济的困难就解决了。
So therefore our financial crisis was over.
所以我觉得这是神对我们的那种意念。
So this is the will and the idea of God toward us.
他圣经里面很多很多应许。
So numerous cases recorded in the Bible.
有些圣经啊，我不晓得你们有没有，我看过一些圣经，所有关于神的应许都是用红字来印出来的。
So I don't know whether you read such a Bible or some Bible and just highlight God's promises with a bold letter red.
这种明确的应许是一种
祝福。So this is a very clear and indication and is part of the blessing.
当然了，我们不配来应许人什么，因为我们的能力很少。
So, as a matter of fact, we are not worthy to receive God's promise. And yet God did.
但是我们可以传上帝的道，宣扬上帝的应许。
How we can respond to God's promise? That is to proclaim the gospel to the people who do not know Jesus.
这是我们可以做的事情。
So this is the thing that we can do and we ought to do.
你把上帝的应许来与人分享，
你就是
祝福了他。
The promise of God with other people, that is blessing.
最近我有个感动。
So recently, I felt motivated by the Holy Spirit.
那我是现在计划在那个 Flushing 的 downtown, 我开始一个福音广场。
So I'm planning.To establish a gospel mall in the Flushing area.
那我其中一个项目
，and one of the item in my mind
就是每一个礼拜四晚上
is that every Thursday night.
我不晓得做不做得到，不过我心里面有这个感动。
And I'm not sure I can persist or not, but this is my thinking right now.
我要讲安慰之言。
And I'm going to talk to people with a
就是把圣经里面全部圣经里面所有关于安慰之言都拿出来。
So what I'm going to do is to collect all the words of comfort from the scripture.
好好的在每个星期讲一篇,
and then share with people through a sermon.
因为我觉得这个社区的人的担子很重,
so because I felt that the people in my community
was
heavy burdened.
很多的问题,
and there's a lot of problem and difficulties.
他们不一定要需要那些高言大志那种很深奥的道理,
and they not need to know many lofty words and theology.
他们需要安慰之言,
what they need is to be comforted by the word of God.
所以我要学习来讲慈爱的话.
So this is my learning to how to say comforting words to the hurting.
世界的人的祝福.
So I think this is the blessing that I can proclaim to the world. So therefore, blessing other people is not as difficult as you thought.
我刚才用那个例子, 你帮人开门, 你尊重人,
so just an example, just give it to you. If you open the door for other people, then you are blessing other people.
你好好的讲慈爱的话,
so if you speak kindly with other people, you are in effect bless other people.
他会因为你而得到安慰, 得到安心.
And because of your certainty, and their heart will be become peaceful.
第三,
thirdly,
我们来看出很特别的圣经,
and then I would like to point out
第十四节,
a very interesting verse.
第十四节,
it is recorded in verse 14.
什么叫祝福别人呢?
Now, what does it mean by bless other people?
我们来看看,
and let's focus on verse 14.
到了吃饭的时候, 波阿斯对路德说, 你到这里来吃饼, 将饼站在处里, 路德就在收割的人旁边坐下, 他们把空了的穗子递给他, 他吃饱了, 还有剩余的。 这里说,
so,
他吃饱了, 还有剩余的。
So verse 14, at meal time, Boaz said to her, come over here, have some bread and dip it in the wine vinegar. When she sat down with the harvester, he offered her some roast grain. She ate all she wanted and had some left over.
这是当时的仆人使女给他的一种恩待。
So it was the grace and shown by the servants around Boaz.
请大家特别注意，给他吃饱了，还有剩余的。
And I would like you to pay attention to this. They fed her to her satisfaction, and more than that, there is food left over.
这是个态度,
so this is an expression of a
这是个态度,
attitude.
不仅仅是给多给他一点,
not just to give and give more.
那是个态度,
and this is the attitude.
就是说希望那个人能够不单饱了而且有余。
So it's the attitude of your wish that the person you serve not only satisfy, but satisfy with leftovers.
这就是祝福。
So this is the, what we call blessing.
你知道神就是这样祝福我们吗?
So do you know this is the way God bless each one of us?
诗篇23篇怎么说啊?
So do you remember the famous Psalm chapter 23?
他使我的福杯满溢。
He make my cup overflows.
不是仅仅够。
And not just fill to the rim.
我帮你帮到够就好了。
So not that I just help you until you can get over.
真的祝福别人,
if you really bless
other people, 是希望他满意,
and
足够,
wish them
满足,
to be satisfied and also feel overflow over the brim.
你知道这个不是我们态度。
So many times this is not our attitude.
有时候我们会帮人。
So many times, yes, indeed, we help other people.
但是我们帮他, 我不希望他比我更好。
So I help her or him to the extent that she will not get better than me.
帮他解决问题就够了。
So as long as you solve your immediate problem, and it's okay.
这也很好了。
Well, of course, this is not bad.
但是真正的祝福是让他有余。
Is the way you fill people to their satisfaction and overflow the brim.
这是神对我们的态度。
So is it the way that God treated us?
他来了是叫我们得生命。
He came that we may have life.
那得生命也不错啦。
Abundantly.
而且得的更丰盛。
And God give us not just life, but an abundant life.
神要我们有丰盛的生命，他是这是他的祝福。
It's a wish that we not only have a life, but have an abundant life.
有些事情我常常讲的。
So many times I repeat.
我真的很希望弟兄姐妹能够抓到这样的一个这个精神。
So is I urge you to just grasp this kind of important concept.
那个浪子的比喻里面。
So in the parable of the
你知道最重要的那个那个道理在哪里？
Do you know what is the most important principle?
那个最重要的道理表现在那个爸爸对孩子那个态度上。
So the most important thing is not just the son came back, but the attitude the father shown to this prodigal son.
爸爸拥抱他。
And the father embraced him.
拥抱他就是一种尊重，一种提升。
So embracing someone is an elevation, is a respect, and is to view highly of his dignity.
你不是做雇工的，你还是我的儿子。
So you are not just a servant like other people. You are my son.
给他戴上戒指。
So put a ring on his finger.
一种肯定。
In order to
给他穿上袍子。
Confirmation to
进一步的肯定。
With a beautiful robe.
给他穿上孩子鞋子
put a shoe for her feet.
这是进一步的肯定。
So this is a confirmation and identification one step after another.
然后圣经最后怎么说了？
And then the Bible finally said,
他宰了那个牛羊。
And then the Bible said, the father slaughtered
the animal. 爸爸对孩子说，
And then said to the son,
来，我们一同
come.
欢喜快乐
，Let us enjoy the feast，
是不是啊
？So is it
这就是祝福
，This is blessing。
在救恩里面，不是仅仅得救的。
So in the salvation, we are not just barely getting to the door of heaven。
神的心意是个赐平安的心意。
And the will of God is that God wants us to have the heavenly peace。
是个叫我们快乐的心意。
So it's a will that wants us to be happy all the time。
他用很多很多的恩典放在我们的身上，目的就是叫我们快乐。
So we use an abundant grace and upon us in order that we can enjoy Him。
保罗就很明白这个意思。
And Apostle Paul realized this principle very much。
他说：“我们得救不是单单罪得赦免。”
So he says that our salvation is not merely
我们得救不单单是被称为义
and it's not just for justification.
我们得救不单单与神和好
and our salvation is not just for the reconciliation with God.
罗马书第五章怎么说
and then the Paul continued to say
我们还要以他为乐
we have to enjoy in him.
这是上帝的心意
this is God's heart,
祝福人
bless other people
是让他有余
so make him or her abundant
不是我们能够这样做
so we as a carnal person cannot do this
我们抱这个态度来对待我们身边的人
so we have to have the attitude of God in order to do this
还有一个地方
so another thing I would like to point out to you
我觉得祝福人一个很重要的态度
so it's concerning the attitude of blessing
他第十五节
Let's focus on verse 15.
他起来又拾取麦穗波阿斯吩咐仆人他就是在捆中拾取麦穗也可以容他不可羞辱他并要从捆里抽出丝来留在地上、
Verse 15 and 16 As she got up to glean Boaz gave orders to his men Even if she gathers among the sheaves Don't embarrass her Rather pull out some stalks for her from the bundles And leave them for her to pick up And don't rebuke her
就是不要就是说要特别的丢些在地上让他可以拿
So it's a deliberate effort to put something on the ground so that she has something to glean
请大家留意当时的场景
So you have to go back to the ancient environment
路德捡麦穗
Ruth gleaned the field
捡光了没有了
So you know that there's no more to glean
吃饱了，有鱼了。
And she was satisfied. And what else?
她本来应该很满足才对啊。
And she ought to
是不是啊
be satisfied.
都捡够了嘛。
So if you already clean all you can.
那圣经里面有个字可圈可点的。
So one of the word is very crucial to us.
她说她起来又拾取麦穗。
So even though she was satisfied from the meal, she got up and went to the field again.
什么叫又？又就是又来了，又来了。
That means again. What does it mean? Means you do it before and now you do it again.
可能很多人说啊，老牧师又筹款了，又筹款了。
So you may say, "Ah, oh, this is what pastor always do. Should I raise fund now? He do it again."
是让人有一种很贪心的感觉。
So that may give us people a misconception that he's
greedy.
Wow, this guy come again.
你知道我们帮人啊，假如那个人态度很好，不贪心，很斯文，很单纯，我们很愿意帮他的。
So when they come to helping other people, if the one who want us to help is very gentle and not greedy, and then we have the willingness to help.
但是呢。假如这个人太进取了，太 aggressive 了，
But、
我们就有点讨厌了。
Too aggressive, then we try to be, we think differently.
是不是啊？路德就是这样嘛。
So、how we think in our ordinary life?
这又来了。
And Ruth is coming again.
不是捡了很多了吗
？So did she just clean
the field? 都捡光了。
And now she
又来
again.
又就是这样。
So, but this is the way she was.
你知道什么叫祝福别人吗
？So do you know what does blessing other people mean?
祝福别人
，to bless other people
就是不去评判他
，that is
评论
，don't to be judgmental。
每个人的人生都有些故事是你不知道的。
So everyone behind their life, there's something you may.
为什么路德要这样做呢
？So do you know why Ruth had to do this way?
假如你体谅他，你明白他，
If you understand
你就不会骂他。
Where she come from, then you will not cast a critical eyes upon her.
她是个女子。
For one thing, she was a woman.
她去那个陌生的地方。
And she went to a strange land.
不认识太多人。
And she was really a stranger.
后面还有一个婆婆需要她供养。
And then she have a mother-in-law.Who is old for her to take care of?
她过了今天，她不晓得明天怎么样。
So she knew that she had food to eat, but what about tomorrow?
她不晓得一个月之后怎么样。
And what about next month?
她不晓得前途怎么样。
And what about the future?
因为她是一个完全弱势的、完全没有能力的一个人。
She was really a helpless person.
那个时候他不知道波阿斯会娶他的，否则他就不会捡了。
Well, at that moment, she wasn't know that Boaz will marry her. Otherwise, she would not have this kind of worry.
所以他努力去捡了又捡，捡了又捡，是因为他很怕他将来没有。
So therefore, she did her best to clean and then clean and clean again to prepare for the uncertain future.
所以弟兄姐妹，什么叫祝福别人呢
？So therefore, brothers and sisters, to bless other people.
祝福别人就是不评论他
，is not to be judgmental，
让他自由
，and give them freedom，
按照他的感觉
，and treat her
他的感情
according to her emotion，
甚至他的软弱
，their feeling and even their weaknesses，
去让他努力去做他要做的事
，encourage them to work hard，
他没有做坏事啊
，she didn't do anything bad。
他只是努力的捡吧
She just worked hard, that's all.
用他的勤劳去捡吧
And she used her labor and to prepare for the future.
我觉得祝福就是体会体谅
So blessing,
帮助
and in other way is to understand other people to help other people
还要给机会
and then give people the opportunity
有没有看到
So do you see?
波阿斯对仆人说
And Boaz said to his servant,
就算他从捆中抽些出来，你都允许他。
Even she picked something from the stall, you servants have to allow her.
假如你是那个仆人，你会说，波阿斯，你没有搞错啊。
So if you're the servant, what do you think?
我们很辛苦把它捆起来了。
It's my labor to put the stock
to bind them together. 抽出来都是松掉就散掉了。
And then you ask her to pull from the sheaves, and that will make the whole thing loosen.
但是伯阿斯说对不起，就算他这样做，你都不可以骂他。
But the boss said, "No, I'm sorry. Even she do this, you should not rebuke her."
而且你还是要自己把一些丢在地上，让他再捡。
And more than that, you have to deliberately put some wheat on the floor so that she can glean.
你知道这是神对我们的态度。
Is it this is the attitude that God taught each one of us?
体谅。
That is to understand our situation, to guide us.
我觉得我们像信神应该信到这个地步。
So, I believe that all believers should believe our God to this extent.
否则我们都很怕自己做错。
So otherwise, we constantly
做基督徒就很辛苦了。
Frightened that whether I have offended our God or not.
真的想象不到。
And that being a Christian become very difficult.
我觉得圣经里面有这样的句话给我们很大的安慰。
So I know that Bible has this kind of encouragement which helped me very much.
我们学习这样的一种祝福的态度。
So let us all learn the way how we bless other people.
你知道初期教会为什么他们天天有得救的人数吗？
Do you know in the early church, in the first church, and every day, and they have people come to Christ.
在使徒行传第二章。
And this is a record in the book of Acts, chapter 2. 圣经
说他们变卖所有的。
They sold everything.
去分给人
and then they distributed their wealth to other people.
所谓分给人
so this wealth distribution
就是祝福别人
is a way of blessing.
把自己所有的祝福别人
so give all you have to other people.
然后神天天把得救的人数加在他们当
add people to the church.
有没有想过祝福别人是最好的布道的方法呢？
And do you know the best evangelism?Is to bless other people.
我常常觉得我们教会现在过去很多年了，我们都很机械化的来做传福音工作的。
So, I felt that many churches and the whole evangelical meeting and many times, but we did it in a very mechanical way.
对不起，我这样评论真的。
So,
但是确实是这样。
Judging anybody, but this is the reality that we ought to learn from.
我们想到传福音的时候，就想啊，我们请个讲员来，我们安排各样的工作。
So evangelism to many of us is to invite a good speaker, and then we just arrange food or and other things.
连时间都是我们定的。
So all the times is.Appointed by us.
我们都没有问过那些听的人什么时间最适合你呢？
So we never ask that when we try to invite it, then what time is convenient for you?
是不是啊？
So is it this a condition?
我们把一个思虑练给他听。
So we just prescribe steps to them.
把一个三元布道法来搬出来。
So we just read the three-step evangelism.
我不是说这个不好。
No, I'm not saying this is not good.
当我们不懂得去做的时候，这个是一个方法。
But if you do not know how to use this tool, that is the problem.
但其实这些方法都要学的。
So of course, we have to learn the tools.
不是每个人都懂得用的。
And not anybody is skillful in using it.
但有一种布道的方法。
But there's one kind of evangelism.
是每个人都可以做得到的。
And everyone is able to do that.
而且是非常有效的。
And it's very effective.
就是立志祝福我们身边的人。
We make up our mind to bless other people.
立志尊重他们。
So with our volition,
提升他们。
To elevate them, to respect them.
用慈爱的话来跟他们讲。
And to speak with them kindly.
安慰他们的心。
Comfort their hearts.
期盼他们有余
and then with the hope that they may be satisfied and even more
给机会给他们
give them the opportunity
祝福他们
bless them
我相信这是最好的传福音方法
this is the most effective way to speak about
最重要的
Jesus, the gospel most importantly
这是我们可以做得到的
is that all of us can do it
每个人都可以做得到
every one of you
感谢神。
And for this,
他先祝福了我们。
He blessed us in the first place.
让我们可以知道如何祝福别人。
So that we know how to bless other people.
我们低头祷告。
And let us bow as we pray.
祈求天父继续教导我们。
We plead that our Heavenly Father continue to teach us.
愿我们愿意的来走出第一步。
May we have the willingness to step out the first step.
主啊，当我们愿意这样做的时候，
When we have this willingness to do so,
你来透过我们，
And you will do good through us.
来祝福我们身边的人，
So that other people that surrounded us may be blessed.
帮助我们走上这条祝福的路上。
Help me to walk on this way of blessing.
期盼我们身边的人。
And then wish the people that we are blessed
透过我们
and through our effort
满得你的赏赐
so that they may receive your reward abundantly.
愿随听祷告
May you listen to our pleading.
奉耶稣基督的圣名
We pray this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.